Say, mate. Say, mate.
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party.
96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got Brunching with Bae. And I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week. Welcome back to the Morning Power Hour. It's your big homie. I'm Just Chico. And I got my special, special co-host in the building. Hit him with the horns.
Me, 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 me.
Me, me.
Hi, guys.
Me, me. Me.
I'm Corey.
Ms. Brown, Sugar Bae. It's time.
In the building.
For.
I'm here, guys.
Brunching
Hello.
With Bae.
Welcome back to the. Welcome back to the.
The black side of things.
So many different things I could have said there.
I know.
Back to the cookout.
Yes. Welcome back to the cookout.
And we back.
Because.
So it's.
They not like us, and they never will be, and they'll never understand, and they'll always try to perpetrate.
So, Brunching with Bae, guys.
Yes.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to tell you guys about a future date like we did last time.
Yay.
Okay, because we didn't go to this yet, but we will be hitting it up this week.
Yes.
And if you're in the Orlando area in the next couple of months, I think this ends in November, but if you're in the area within the next couple of months, make sure you hit up the Food and Wine Festival
yes.
at Disney.
Yes. Okay?
So that's what we're going to tell you guys about today. It is called...
You better hurry up before the Republicans shut it down.
Okay. It's called Drink Around the World at Epcot.
They're too inclusive.
So, if you decide to come out here to Orlando and you want to go to Drink Around the World, here are some of the different, air quotations, countries that you'll be visiting. So, you'll go to Mexico, Norway, China, Germany, Italy, Japan, Morocco, France, UK, Canada, and America?
Ugh. God damn, this is the Olympics of drinking.
It is. It really
Sheesh.
Is. So they have 11 total pavilions. And with the pavilions, the average drink cost is $13 to $17. And every single pavilion that you go to, there'll be different signature drinks that they have for you to try. So they have the signature margaritas, the frozen margaritas, specialty drinks, and then they also have different foods that you can try. So if you want to go, I definitely want to tell you guys about some of the drinks that they have because they're funny to me, just like the movie theater that we was talking about. So if you decide you want to go to China, menu consists of... y'all remember y'all remember that perfume back in the day, Japanese cherry blossom?
Oh Lord.
They got a drink called Dragon Blossom.
Oh.
For $10. And it's actually a beer.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm with that.
So for their specialty cocktails, they have Dragon Butterfly, Tipsy Ducks in Love, Kung Fu Punch, Honey Hibiscus Hard Iced Tea, and Litchi Cha Cha.
Listen. This all sounds like a whole bunch of...
Listen, can you imagine drinking 11 drinks in one day? Oh my God, your ass. It's not time. So they have... These are the drinks that you'll find in China, and the average drink cost is $13 there. So that's not bad. If it's you and you're on a date night and you... Let's just say you can't make it to all 11 pavilions.
Not a first date.
Not a first date, for sure.
Okay? Not a first date, people. Just no. Don't do it.
If you and another person go, you'll spend probably about $100 per person. Mm-hmm. If you do at least 5 of the different spots to drink at, and you decide that you want to get something to eat as well. So, back to the list. Not a first date. Make sure you keep that in your pocket. So, if you decide you want to go to Germany... They They have souvenir specialties too. So theirs will be a little bit more expensive. So the average cost for Germany would be about $15 to $20. Mm-hmm. And it's because the souvenirs, the cups are about $19 to $20. Because
they have like probably like boot
probably
mugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they have beer, classic lime, mango loco, strawberry, and fiesta.
Oh wow!
Their wine is Tulum and Dos Equis. That's what
Dos
you
Equis.
Like. You like
that's
that, right?
Spanish beer.
Well, Germany got it. Okay.
What? Wait a minute. They're pulling the wool over our
Listen,
eyes, man. Hold up.
And then they have their specialty drinks. They have Beck's Pilsner. Pilsner?
Beck's yeah, Pilsner. Pilsner.
Yeah. Schoffer.
Schaffahoffer.
Let
me see. What does it say?
Schaffahoffer. Pink
grapefruit. Schoffer.
Schoffer.
Yeah.
Pink grapefruit. Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen. Now, I love Hefeweizen.
You heard of this before?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so sheltered.
Oh, listen.
So this is a $20 drink.
Yeah.
It sounds like a $20.
Yeah, Hefeweizen is I think it's a wheat-based beer. It's good though.
Okay.
Schoffer is same thing.
So if we go, is going to be, not if, when we go, this is going
to say,
be,
if.
This going to be the pavilion I want to go to, This going to be the pavilion I want to go to. Italy, please
you
take me to Italy, yes.
All right.
They got Italian margarita, frozen white sangria, frozen red sangria, and then they have Prosecco? Bellini.
Prosecco Bellini.
Rosini.
Prosecco Bellini.
Chianti.
Chianti.
Pinot Grigio. And Peroni Draft.
Oh my God.
Peroni Draft. So the average drink at Italy Pavilion is $12. So not too bad. Their cheapest drink is $11. Most expensive is $12. So as you can see, it's not that expensive if you actually want to go. Let's go to Japan. Now Japan is the cheapest.
Oh yeah.
Their average drink cost is $9. Mm-hmm. Okay. They got sake. If you never had sake before, it sneaks up on you. Go to Japan last.
You gotta drink it hot.
They got it hot and cold. Mm-hmm. So they have plum wine.
I had plum wine.
Really? Yeah. I never had that before. Mm-hmm. So the hot and cold sake is $9 each. So they probably give you a shot or you can mix it with a juice. But if you bought the cheapest drink here, it will only be $9. If you bought the most expensive drink, it'll only be $12. And that's the beer. That's the most expensive. So let's see who else we got that we care about. Let's go to America.
Oh God. Born ass America. Yeah, I said it.
So Rose and Crown Pub.
They got a TikTok beer.
I wouldn't doubt it. So this sounds like it's American. Cavassier.
No, Cavassier is French.
But this is...
It's served in America.
I think this is the America cart, though. Oh, no, this is all of you. Oh, so United Kingdom has 3. Oh,
okay.
They have 3. Okay. So they have the fish shop.
What's that?
A fish shop, but they serve beer.
Oh, okay.
The most expensive and cheapest is now $11.
They do drink a lot of beer. And
really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. UK?
And then they have the beer cart. Mm-hmm. Which has more beer. Then they have the Rose and Crown Pub that has the Cavassier.
Okay.
So they have Cider and Fireball. Ooh, that sounds good.
Cider and Fireball?
Leaping Leprechaun, Pim's Cup, Welsh's Dragon, Imperial Pint.
Oh my God, that sounds like a wee little bit. It sounds like a wee little bit.
Imperial Sampler.
Oi, mate.
Snake Bite Imperial Pint.
So sorted, mate. Drink Black one Bill. In the morning.
Shout out to Jeffrey. The old one and the new one on
yes.
Bel Air.
Yes. You're sorted, mate.
It's all sorted, mate. Johnny Walker Blue. That's the most expensive on this list. It's $40.50.
They got a Johnny Walker. That's exclusive.
A Macallan 18 year.
Yes.
$40.50.
Yes. For all my people, listen, you know I'm
so
Macallan,
man.
So
this is
man.
Where
I
you
want to
go. This is where you want to go.
Them the whiskeys.
We'll stop by them.
Oh, yeah.
On the way out the door.
Good scotch, good whiskey. I'm there.
Let's see. Let's do one more. Let's do Canada. Let's do Drake's home.
Let's go to Canada.
So they have a very, very limited menu. They only have 4 drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Moosehead Draft and Ottawa Apple.
Yay.
Their most expensive drink is $15.
Yeah.
Their cheapest drink is $10.
Yay.
They have Bud Light Lager draft.
Yay.
And seasonal draft beer. The end.
Yay.
So that's Kanata.
Shout out to Canada.
Shout out to Drake.
Shout out to Upper America. Yay.
Morocco has regular drinks. Frozen mint tea, strawberry daiquiri, red sangria. Let's see. The American Adventure. They have Sam Adams, Bud Light, Frozen Red, and Blue Moon.
Yay.
And Kentucky Bourbon.
Yay.
Orange Blossom Brewing, Orange Blossom Pilsner.
That sounds like Blue Moon almost. Because Blue Moon got the orange in it.
Oh, okay. Cider Boy, Strawberry Magic, Hard Cider. That's a real drink, y'all. Y'all need me to say it again. Cider Boy, Strawberry Magic, Hard Cider.
Proud Boy, stand back and stand up.
Oh no. I'll do you one better. Three Daughters Brewing Beach Blonde Ale.
What the?
$12 at the American Stand.
Say that one more time.
Three Daughters Brewing Beach Blonde Ale.
Three Daughters Brewing Beach Blonde Ale?
Yes, sir. $12 at the Block and Hands
cart. Oh, my God.
For Americans.
For America.
America. So there you have it, guys. If you decide you want to come to the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot, the average...
if you got the palm-colored people.
If you decide... So if you decide that you want to get the cheapest drink at every stand, that will run you about $75 per person. If you decide you want to do the most expensive drink at each stand, that could cost you up to $150 per person. So make sure you know your wallet before you go.
Moral of the story is if you broke, don't take your ass out
there. Okay. And if you don't know how to hold your liquor, do not take your ass out.
Please don't take your ass
that's
out
a lot
there.
Of liquor in one sitting.
Because I'm going to be recording.
Make sure you eat
and
drink
your ass
water.
On Instagram. Swear to God.
So we'll have pictures for you guys coming up very, very soon. We're going to go this week, so we'll probably have pictures for y'all by the weekend. And if you're in the area, hit us up.
Bing bong. We got to take a break. Welcome back to the Morning Power Hour. That was Patrice Roberts with Anxiety. Got to give her some... Yes.
Shout out to you, Patrice. Okay.
Shout out to Soka.
Soka to the universe.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, y'all definitely need to be tapped in because y'all know Carnival is in 30 days.
Yes.
And
yes,
y'all know we playing Mass. And y'all know this is my baby's first year ever playing Mass. I'm going to keep saying it because
it's
going to be amazing. It's baby, hit the button.
I got to hit it. Where is it? I got to find it.
Amazing.
It's going to be
amazing.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. Okay. We're going to be down there from Thursday to Monday. Mm-hmm. And we partying every day. Okay.
Goddamn right. Goddamn
we
right.
Partying and like it's 1999.
Just nigga, I swear to God.
You married this. You married this.
And now it's time for. Yeah.
Y'all, it's bedroom candy time. Okay.
Get a little bit of that.
And y'all know it's about to get cold outside.
It's cold outside.
So y'all got to make sure that you stocked up and ready. Oh my God, let me let him get it out.
You're holding. You'll be holding me. Oh.
Just let me know.
Well,
do
well,
you?
Well. Go ahead.
No, you finish. You get
no,
it out.
No, all right, we're good.
You done?
Excellent.
Yeah.
So, real quick, I'm going to tell y'all what the new items are, but if you want more information, you got to go on my page and check it out. So, first item we have, I'm going to start with the candy coated side, okay? This is from a Christian's, okay? So, we got the Age Renewal Foaming Face Cleanser. Okay, that's for $20.
I got some.
Oh my God. I said this is for the Christians. Oh my God. Oh, I got holy oil, y'all. Don't worry. I'm going to spray him with it. Don't worry. So, the Age Renewal Foaming Face Cleanser is $20. I ain't even going to read it because you know what?
Read it.
Just know it's for $20.
Right there on your face.
It's for $20, guys. And the purpose of it is it's a deep cleanser and moisturizer to revitalize your face. It features concentrated, long-lasting foaming formula powered by plant oils. Oh, my God. Going to the next one. Hit me up if you're interested. I can't talk about it too long because someone has a dirty mind.
Yes, I do.
So, in addition to that, we have an age renewal face scrub. So the face scrub can be purchased for $32. It's a 5-ounce container, and it comes with exfoliating gentle scrub. It's an exfoliating gentle scrub that nourishes and moisturizes underlying layers of skin for a radiant and rejuvenated appearance. So you can get that for $32. Hit me up if you're interested in that. So let me see. In addition to that, we have some perfumes. Seduce Me perfume.
Seduce Me.
You can do it for that. We got Center Stage and the Main Attraction for $29 each. For a size of, let's see, how big is this thing?
Big as my dick.
Oh my God. I cannot. I just can't. I can't and I won't. So, Seduce Me can be found in two flavors. Like I said, Center Stage, which is a warm, clean scent that brings out your sexiest hue. Ooh. It's notes of citrus, orange blossom, and pear with notes of pearl tuberose accord, whatever the it is, white gardenia and jasmine with cedarwood and amber. That might be the one I
like. I didn't know pearls had a scent, but okay.
Oh my God. And then Main Attraction, which is a citrusy bergamot and lemon with cardamom and mimosa. Ooh, might want both of them. With notes of violet and magnolia with a seductive musky bottom note.
That sounds white to me. I'm just sorry.
Well, I'm going to get both so you can try it.
White diamonds.
So, on to the toys, okay?
All right. Yeah, time to get freaking.
Ladies, it's self-care September, so you have to make sure that you are doing what you need to do for you.
Yeah, okay? 7 p.m. Friday, 95 degrees. I ain't got no nigga.
I'm about to turn his mic off. Me. Don't worry, y'all. I'm going to turn his mic off. So the first toy that we have for y'all, back up from the button.
Okay.
You're going to press the button 12 times.
Back it up.
Guys, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm watching his hands, y'all. I'm making sure he don't press the button because y'all ain't gonna hear it, and then y'all gonna be mad at me, and then I'm gonna have to fight him. Okay.
Oh yeah.
The rose has met its competition. Oh. Don't touch the button. This new toy, Bedroom Candy is introducing, is called. Now you can press the button.
Ooh.
Dum.
Yeah.
The Petal Pleaser. So the Petal Pleaser is an ergonomic finger vibrator that tickles the petals of your flower.
Holy
and
shit.
Makes your little bud bloom with pleasure.
Yeah.
You put this over your finger and you can use it with a partner or solo.
Oh yeah.
Comes in cute little packaging. And I'll show you, and I'll also put it on my page, but
holy sh!
That goes on the little bud of the flower.
The man in the boat.
Yeah. So that's the Petal Pleaser. You can get that for $39 on Bedroom Candy website. And last but not least.
Sheesh.
This is for you, Neil Degrassi.
Here we go.
And whatever that other dude name is.
Chuck Nice.
Okay.
Out of this world.
The UFO.
What the fuck? Oh my God. What? That looks, you know what that looks like?
What does it look like?
Okay, so this part right here, it looks like a Starship Enterprise.
What do you think you're supposed to do with this?
Yeah, put it in, then you got to put it in your hoo-ha, and that's supposed to rest on it. That's supposed to rest on your pedal, and then you put the pedal to the metal and.
Well, Earthling designed. Oh my God! Earthling designed, alien approved.
Alien approved.
This dual stem vibe is out of this world.
Oh boy!
With shaft thrusting action.
Woo!
And an ultra wide vibrating tickler, and a heating mode.
Ooh, make it warm.
With pleasure this astronomical, you'll be probing with whole new dimensions of sensation and seeing stars. Okay, baby, I think I might have to go ahead and get one. Look at this. Look at that.
I'm going to tell you right now.
You see that? Look at that. You're going to be asleep. All you're going to hear is. Ah. You can get this toy for $99. Bedroomcandy.com/1A7 95 on your bitch ass. So there you have it, guys. That's Bedroom Candy. We got some good stuff for you.
Spaceship. You got the
you got the UFO.
You got the pedal pleaser. The pedal pleaser.
The Rose competition is the pedal pleaser.
This is iPhone versus Samsung.
Yes, it is. I dare you to try to use both of them to see which one make you come the fastest. Bing bong.
Oh Lord.
Write a review. Bing bong. Bing bong. Since y'all like doing
reaction
videos.
And then go on OnlyFans and then try to get people to subscribe so they can pay you for looking at you play with yourself. Woo!
And then you buy more toys and then we can be in business together. See how this works? There we go. Small business owners. Let's go.
Yes, yes. All the OnlyFans sole proprietors.
We salute y'all.
Yes, there we go. They're gonna take you down.
That's what we got for y'all today. Mm-hmm. Hope you guys enjoyed Brunching with Bae.
Yes.
And Bedroom Candy.
Yeah.
Got some hot new arrivals for you, so make sure you hit us up. Make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you stay locked and loaded, because we got the Mid-Morning Power Mix coming right on up for you right here on Global R&B 96.3. The Morning Power Hour is here, and I am your girl, Brown Sugar Bae, and this is my baby. I'm just Chico.
Shut your ass. That was The Rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12. Right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ,
are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.